91X News.
It's minus 1 degree and cloudy. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. Local MPP Todd Smith was treated to a two-person protest outside his Millennium Parkway office today. The protest happens a day after the National Day of Action, where students across Ontario marched in a demonstration to the provincial government against rising tuition fees. Local protest organizer and former Loyalist journalism student Kyle Mumford says the protest accomplished something. The MPP came outside to speak to him and the other protester about the issues.
He understands that the tuition grant that's being offered by the Liberals is sort of a band-aid on a bullet hole, but he's also, he feels that there's not enough money currently in the budget in order to be able to assist with students in university or college, so he didn't offer any sort of consolation on that.
Mumford says Smith told them it was the first protest he's seen at his office. One of the four men charged in the beating death of a Mississauga man at Trudeau Park in 2010 is now back on the wrong side of the law. Police arrested 21-year-old Kadeem Francis on Tuesday after a Colborne Street home was raided January 25th. Francis and two others are charged with robbery, break and enter, forcible confinement, and use of a firearm in the commission of a criminal offense. Also charged are 20-year-old Michael Kurt Ranger and 21-year-old Jesse John McNeely. Francis and Ranger are facing an additional charge of using a disguise when committing a criminal offense. Francis was one of four men charged with second-degree murder in the May 2010 beating death of a 27-year-old Mississauga man, Bradley Van Diepen, at Trudeau Park in Tweed. Francis' charge was later dropped to manslaughter, and he was sentenced to 1 day in prison, plus time already served. Police are still looking for a fourth suspect they believe was involved in the robbery. Anyone with information is asked to call Kingston Police or Crime Stoppers. A Northumberland OPP officer had his hand bitten by a large dog at a Percy Township address yesterday. The officer, who was on the scene responding to a call for service, suffered minor injuries requiring medical attention. The injuries were treated at Campbellford Memorial Hospital, and the officer was later released. A federal ombudsman says victims of crime deserve more information about the people who prey upon them. Sue O'Sullivan released her first report today. She says victims should have an automatic right to attend parole hearings in person or via video. O'Sullivan says victims should be kept up to date about the status of the offenders. She says right now the information available to victims is strictly limited.
We want to ensure that victims have a right to more information about the offender who harmed them, that they have up-to-date information to prepare their victim statements or, where necessary, to develop safety plans for an offender's pending release. We want victims to have the option of seeing what their offender looks like 20 years after 20 years in prison before he or she is released back into the community.
O'Sullivan is a former Ottawa Police Deputy Chief. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
In OHL action, the Belleville Bullets head to Kitchener tomorrow to take on the Rangers, then up to Owen Sound on Saturday to battle the Attack. The Peterborough Petes will head to Kingston to face off against the Frontenacs. There are 10 games in the OHL lineup for tomorrow. The Coburg Cougars head to Kingston to face off against the Voyageurs tonight, who are sitting on 46 points in the season so far. The Hamilton Red Wings soar over to Brampton to head up the Capitals. And in Empire Junior B, the only game tonight sees Campbellford Rebels heading up to Picton to face off against the first-place Pirates. Looks like the Kings actually stole their last 2 points. The NHL is investigating a scoreboard error that gave the LA Kings a dramatic 3-2 win over the Columbus Blue Jacks in last night's game. Drew Doughty scored the winner with less than 1 second to play in regulation, but video replay shows the clock froze for roughly a second prior to the goal, meaning time should have expired. Prince Edward Island will be featured backdrop for more than 13 hours of broadcasting when CBC mounts its annual Hockey Day in Canada telecast on February 11th. Program producer Mike Dodson said the island was chosen to host the telecast because of the province's passion for the game.
It may be a small place, but they're very passionate about hockey. And if you look at, over the years, the number of NHLers that it has produced per capita, it's pretty incredible.
The network will use 13 live locations across the country and will broadcast NHL games featuring all seven Canadian teams. Remember to send us your team or league scores by email to sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91x weather.
Tonight, clearing early this evening, the low of minus 10. Friday, increasing cloudiness in the morning, the high of plus 3. Friday night, clearing with a low of minus 9. Saturday, sunny, the high of minus 2. And Sunday, sunny, the low minus 12, a high of minus 1. Right now, it's minus 1 degree. I'm Renee Rogers with Austin Mackay, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm.